Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Gearhart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schmitz. Rigney moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rigney moves to third. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus juggles the ball. That's an error on Waitkus. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0 Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Rigney moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Gearhart strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0-for-1 in the game. Coslow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gearhart moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gearhart scores. Mize moves to second. It's 6-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon who is chasing the ball. Sturgeon reaches third base with a triple. D'Alessandro scores. Waitkus goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Giants. Bob Scheffing pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sturgeon scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Coslow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Weiss now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lorke bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 2 in the game. Coslow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Gearhart takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Gearhart moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gearhart moves to third. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gearhart scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Mickey Livingston pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Erickson now pitching. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lorke strikes out. One out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 3 in the game. Coslow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 4 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gearhart bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.